Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I am Laura Lively, and I'm glad to be here with you. I mentioned last week that I suggested to some of my clients that they're trying to change how they use food and alcohol, or even, you know, sitting and watching TV with their family. They're wanting to like change that up so that that is not their primary source of joy when they are, with people, or when they're alone and want to use food, alcohol, or the TV as a way to numb themselves. And so last week I talked about finding moments of joy in your life. And I thought I would take that a step further this week. Part of the reason we ask people to do that is to start finding moments of joy that don't have anything to do with areas of their life they're trying to shift, is so that they can see that they have these other avenues of joy in front of them. And so I've been doing this practice for a while, like looking for those moments of fun and happiness and love in my life. And I find myself filled with gratitude when I experience that unexpected moment. And like everybody, I've got work I can be doing. And so I wanted to kind of talk you through what kind of like the next, I don't know, the iteration of that would be. So lately, I have been exploring how can I be connected to my loved ones that doesn't involve food and alcohol, doesn't involve TV. It's like, we're not just sitting there watching football, right? Like, because most of us, many of us in any case, have been socialized that the only way that we can be with other people involves food, alcohol, the TV, right? Fill in the blank, whatever it is. And so one of the things that I've started exploring is playing games. And I have to tell you, given my history of game playing in my extended family, not my family of origin, but my extended family, where adults, like one aunt in particular, she played cutthroat and she lorded it over everyone when she won, even us children that were ages 6, 7, and 8, right? Like Candyland with a mean woman, that's not a good time. No good time was had by all, at least not by this girl. And then I had a cousin, probably because it was his mom, probably because of that situation, like anytime he didn't win, he's like turning the board game over, right? Like he's furious and stomping away and crying and yelling. So I got to tell you, for me to decide to consider a board game, learning to play games again, this was a courageous adventure, right? And we know courage is one of those 8 C's of self-energy. And I got to tell you, it's been eye-opening. It has been absolutely eye-opening. And I'm grateful that I tried it out on my own system before I suggested this to my clients, because boy, there is some healing that needs to occur in my system. So I'm going to tell you a little story. My poor husband tried to teach me how to play a card game. And it was like, I mean, we played cards as kids. I played Rummy, Poker, Go Fish, Old Maid, Uno. We played those games. He's trying to teach me a game that has Trump and things in it and bids. And it was like he was speaking Greek to me. I had no idea what he was saying. Now, if you guys know how to play hearts and spades and pitch, you guys are probably like, Laura, that is the easiest thing in the world. But it wasn't for me. I'm like, I'm 56 years old and I'm trying to learn this game. And my husband, he's being a wonderful, sport about it. He's doing everything he can, but I am hearing words coming out of his mouth and they make no sense to me. And he's patiently trying to teach me the rules. And I mean, we're laying our hands down. This is what you should do here. And it felt like I was underwater. It seemed like everything was wavy, including his words. And so I got curious about that, right? Curiosity, again, is one of those 8 C words, right? And so I'd invite you to consider like a couple of things. Because what I found was I have some wounding around game playing that I picked up as a child. And so, like I said, before you try this on your own, don't try this at home, right? Notice, I would like you to be curious, like about your own, what does it feel like in your system? If you're not a game player, maybe you are, maybe you didn't have this, but if you didn't, like if you don't play games currently, be curious. Like if you said, hey, parts, we're going to sit down and play whatever, Parcheesi, Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit, whatever. How does that feel in your system? Do you have wounded parts from childhood like I do? And can you get curious about those parts? Like, or do you have parts that are like, wow, I wish we'd thought of that sooner. Yeah, heck yeah, that would be fun. Great. Notice those are parts. There are parts that like that. You might even have some of both, right? Like both and. You might have parts that love the idea and other parts that are like, I would really rather have a root canal. No Novocaine, thank you very much, than play a game. But this is a great way for you to identify parts, right? Like, and so I just invite you to do that. Invite you to recognize, oh, I have parts and they might have different ideas about whether or not this is a good idea. What other ways can you think of, or what other ways can your parts think of if you're, you know, to explore having more joy, more connection with people that doesn't include food, alcohol, or big screen TV? And I'd ask you, how did that land with you when I just said it, right? Do you have parts to think, why would I want to do that? I don't give a flip about that. I love my food and beverage and TV. That's a part. Right? That's a part. If you have a part that's like, ooh, I don't want to give up. That's when I, you know, that's how my husband and I connect, is watching the game and drinking XYZ and eating blah, blah, blah. Okay. Also a part. So I'd invite you to take my very triggering opportunity to try to see, how do I feel about board games, or how do I feel about card games? I'd just invite you to consider, like, you know, use my experience. Don't try it at home. How do you feel about board games or card games? Was that a place of joy in your life, or a place of fear? And, you know, when people are throwing games up in your face and you're a child, that can be trauma. So yeah, what do board games or card games mean to you? Do parts of you love them? Do parts of you hate them? And then secondarily, how does it feel to consider, how could I connect without food or alcohol or the TV? Again, maybe you're thinking, Laura's crazy. I'm perfectly happy. Beautiful. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. Maybe you have parts like, huh, I have no idea how we'd connect if we weren't using those three things. So that's it. I just thought I would share with you the chaos of my attempting to learn a card game, and all of the parts that came up with it, all the beautiful, amazing parts that probably I've got some work there I can do. So I hope this was interesting to you. I would love to hear from you. Like, what do games mean to you? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Would you rather have a root canal, Novocaine? Let me know. Drop me a comment. Email me, Laura@lauralively.com. And get curious, as in all things, get curious about the parts. How do they show up? How do they feel? So sending you and all of your parts so much love. Thank you for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.